bingelele bonke abasilalele endaweni ngendawo ngendlela zokuchwepheshe nani nonke enkhona la enkonzweni.
I greet all of you who are listening to this service over the airways or streaming, whichever means you are using, and to all of you who are present.
Hey, ngalezi ntuku noma ngalesi sikhathi ngiyafakazelana nalo umuyo waphesheya owesifazane kuwashaya ucingo ezosho ukuthi kuyamangala ukusebenza kwaNkulunkulu.
Now, I agree with a person who phoned from overseas these days, a lady, and said she's amazed at God's working.
Manje wathi yena ube nomqondo ukuthi uma umfundisi Stekeni esehambile umsebenzi ngeke uzoqhubeka.
She said she had the idea that when Reverend Stegan would pass away, that would be the end of the work, it wouldn't continue.
Kodwa uthi uyamangala ukuthi kungani ukuthi namanje uNkulunkulu asebenze ngale ndlela, kodwa kufike enhlizweni yakhe ukuthi hayi ukuthi bekumsebenzi wakhe, bekumsebenzi kaNkulunkulu.
And then she said that she's amazed when she sees how the work is progressing and continuing. And then it came to her heart, the reason for that is that this wasn't the work of Reverend Stegan, it wasn't his handiwork, it was the handiwork and is the handiwork of God.
Manje ke siyambona ke namanje nathi namanje noma sila masihlangana nabalungisisayo bambona futhi uNkulunkulu esebenza ngezindlela eziningi.
And even now when we meet with those who are counselors, they are amazed at the way in which God is working.
uNkulunkulu usebenza ngendlela esimanga nabanemoya emibi abahlaselwa imoya emibi sibona uNkulunkulu ebasiza ngenye indlela.
God is working in his power, and also those who are troubled by evil spirits, demonic spirits, they are being delivered and set free.
Awusibona umoya esothi awu nginenkinga la manje kuyenzeka ngesikhathi ngibona abantu laba engikhulumisa manje mangithi niyababona laba bantu bathi abababoni khona lapho ukuthatha izukwana mayihlanza elungisa indaba yakhe noNkulunkulu athi ha kusukela lapho kuthandaziwe kunqamkile.
And when a person would say, I'm troubled by these evil spirits, they come and they speak to me. And when I ask the others, do they see these people? They say, no, they don't. And then just after a few days, when that person cleanses their life before God and they confess their sin and bring it into the light and are prayed for, they say, now they're gone. They're not troubling me anymore.
And then
also you see when somebody is being pulled along by somebody else, they've got to guide them wherever they go, and you ask the person, what is this? And the one guiding the other person says, it's a hand. And the other person says, no, I don't see anything. And later they say, it's a white sheet of paper. So there were two, but the way they saw things were different. And you'd ask the one, what do you see, sheet of paper? To the other one, it would be like an orange sheet of paper.
Manje ke nabase reception, hayi abasibekezelele uma befika bethi awushacela ukuhlala izinsukwana, siyacela la macingwane impela nisibekezelele ngoba abanye bafika ukuthi impela uNkulunkulu njobe eseyisize kanje indoda yami ingaboni, bengifisi ngingabe ngisayihola, ngihambe isibonela. Kodwa uma kufika leso sikhathi-ke, sokuthiwa hayi, bhakisha hamba, kanje kanje kanje, awu impela siyacela abase reception, ngiyabacela nje kunini impela ukuthi hayi abasibekezelele kulokho.
And even with those, we see God at work. And so we'd like to ask the reception to please bear with us, because sometimes a wife brings her husband, lady brings her husband and say, you know, he doesn't see, but I'd like to go home with him being able to see. And then after some time, you see they're being helped, but now it's time for them to leave and they've got to go. So please, the reception, when we ask you to extend their days a little bit, please bear with us.
Woshukuthi nabahlosho ugwaye nabahlosho utshwala khona lapho noma bebuzwa bathi akusekho ukuqalekela ugwaye akusekho bomela utshwala sengisizakele uJesu sengikhululile.
And those who are troubled by tobacco addiction, by alcoholism, after some time they say, you know what, I don't feel any craving anymore for tobacco. I don't thirst anymore after alcohol. The Lord has set them free.
Manje ke izinto ezinjalo ke siyafakazelana nalona ke obesho waphesha ukuthi ubethi nje mangabe umfundisitekene sehambile kuyophela konke ngeke bekusenzwa kwaNkulunkulu. Empeleni hayi basingathi abasukume benitshela izinto ezenzeka la ningamangala.
So we testified together with that lady from overseas who said she thought God would stop working, but she sees him still continuing with his work. If we would get people to stand up here and testify to what God is doing, you'd be amazed.
Lapho la icula la ikhwaya ngasho ngathi hawu ubeyithanda ikhwaya yakhe ubamfundisi uma nje nga ingekho bebuza ukuthi baphi abekwaye ihlupheka manje hawu ubeyithanda noma ininji impela umiculo ikhwaya bekukhona lapho athola amandla ngokuthi hayi isimculelile.
Reverend Stegan really loved the choir, and when the choir sang here in the front, I remembered that, how he loved the choir and how he appreciated them. Whenever they would sing, it would be as if you'd be newly inspired and get new strength and vigor through that.
Nibazile ukuthi mabecula bacula ulimo lodwa, makuyisilo lulimi bacula ulimo lodwa.
Now you heard them when they sang, if they would sing in a particular language, they'd all sing in that language.
Manje nasezulwini ke sokhuluma ulimo lodwa, ngeke ube bekho osikhumshelayo, sobe sesikhuluma ulimo lodwa ezulwini futhi.
Now when we get to heaven one day, we'll all speak one language, the same language. We won't need a translator or an interpreter.
Manje impela kuthe mabe becula nje ngakhumbula lokho uthi ya bacula into efanayo nasezulwini futhi sesosobe sesikhuluma ulimo lodwa.
And so that came to me when they sang, yes, they speak different languages, but when they sang, they all sing in unison, one language, and that's how it's going to be in heaven. Shall we pray once again?
Nkulunkulu wethu siyakumema manje ukuthi ube khona ngomoya wakho Nkulunkulu wethu.
Oh God, wouldn't you present yourself in our midst through your spirit?
Ukhulume ngalo izwi lakho Nkosi kithi.
And Lord, speak through your word to us.
Lifinyelele ezinhlizweni zethu.
Lord, may it reach our hearts.
Amen.
Amen.
Libonile la ukuthi noma becula la abanye bebengaphelele bahambile baye emagantsheni njengoba sekuzoba neinkonzo nje zizoqala zisikhombisa kuDisemba zizophela futhi ku-14 kuDisemba.
And just in passing, you saw them when they sang, they weren't all there, they weren't complete in the number. Many have gone out to the different branches to go and preach, and also very soon we will have the youth conference starting from the 7th till the 14th of December.
Kushukuthi nani elikhona lana memezele emakhaya njengamanje nje abanye bale hadini khona omunye abacula naye la ushonele unina naye bahambile ke abanye bothuduza futhi.
And so please remind people at home or pass on the message, the invitation for people to come to the youth conference. And then also at Harding, there's a family member of one of the choir members that has passed away, and they also went there to go and comfort them.
Manje izwi solfunda la, sofundi izwi elitholakala kwabase Roma isahluko esesithupha.
So we're going to read from Romans chapter 6.
Nisalcinga ke lelizwi ngizokwenzakela into engajwayelekile.
As you still turn to that passage, I'm going to do something unusual.
Lana kukhonise tholakala kwabase Korinte boqala isahluko 18, isahluko sokuqala verse 18 no verse 19.
There's also a word in 1 Corinthians chapter 1 verses 18 and 19.
Kusho ukuthi noma mhlambe kufika lapho ongezukulu ukulifunda khona noma nilifunde ngizokusho nje ngokusheshisa ngoba amazi esingeniso lesi.
Now these are just words of introduction, so I'm sometimes just going to pass by these passages quite quickly.
Manje le yonangqikithi yendaba nendiyimba yendaba izwe esizokhulumela phezu kwalo abase okwabase Rome isahluko sesithupha iyona ndlela iyonazwe sizokhulumela phezu kwalo.
But the main passage will be Romans, from Romans chapter 6.
Kusho ukuthi thala izwi lesiphambano kwababhubhayo liwula.
Bible says that the word of the cross to those who are perishing is foolishness.
Usho khona la ke kwabase Korinte bokuqala verse 18 no verse 19 lithi izwi kwababhubhayo liwula kubona.
And that's what we read in 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 18 and 19, that the word of the cross is folly to those who are perishing. So it's those who are perishing. If you do not love the word of God and you do not believe, you are numbered amongst those who are perishing. If you are still living that life of hell, then you are perishing. And whilst you're still living in this world, the flames of hell are already licking you. There are those who don't love the word of God. They don't want to come to the service. They rather go to other places and go and visit elsewhere. And young people, children, when their parents say, why don't you come to the service? They don't want to. They've got to drag them along. Those people are already perishing.
Bese ke tu verse 19 ithina esindiswayo lingamandla kaNkuluNkulu.
But then in verse 19 it continues to say, but to us who are being saved, it is the power of God.
Uma thina sisindiswa njoba umuntu ukholwa okholwayo usindisa usuku nosuku njoba lisho la ngesinzi ukuthina esindiswayo haye sesasindiswa esisindiswayo izwi likaNkuluNkulu lingamandla kuthina.
Sorry, it's the second part of verse 18. But it speaks about those of us who are being saved. It is in the continuous present tense. It's not something that's past tense. It's not that we just have been saved and it's something that's done. It's we are still being saved day by day.
Mangabe wena uxolisa lapho uhamba uyolungisa uthola ukusindiswa ngalokho.
So when you go and you apologize, when you go to the counselor, when you bring your sin into the light and you're being prayed for and you receive forgiveness of your sin, you are being saved. And then you get the authority and the strength to resist sin.
Ukuthi umuntu manje evumise nozakhe uthola ukusindiswa abese thola amandla.
And there is a mystery in that, that when you confess your sin and you're being prayed for and you receive forgiveness, that you receive new strength to resist sin and to overcome the devil.
bese kuyena verse 19 lona abenguphatha la kuthiwa ke kwabahlakaniphile ukhithile wakwenza ukuthi bengaqondi bengaqondisisi baba njengabantu abayithatha into yabayise.
And then in verse 19 it says, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise, and the discernment of the discerning I will thwart.
Yabona ngesiNgisi lithi ngokubhubhisa, kanti ngesiZulu lithi ngokuchitha. Into echithekile awusakwazi ukuyibutha.
Now, yeah, in English it says destroy, but in Zulu it says I will spill it, I will waste it, and once it's spilled and wasted, you cannot gather it together again.
Kunjani kubantu abahlakaniphile abakwazi ukuyibamba imfihlakalo ukuthi yini nokusindiswa kuyini? Ukuchithile kubona lokho kusindiswa kubona, wachitha wakwenza ukuthi bebe ziwula, wakwenza ukuthi bengaqondi.
And so it is, people cannot grasp the gospel and the mystery of salvation through their intellect, through their intelligence. And when they try to do that, God says, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise. Look at what Jesus did while he still walked on this earth. And he went to plain fishermen and he said, come and follow me. I'll make you fishers of men. He took those people who were insignificant, and he used them. And he didn't go to the high and mighty, to the powerful, to the intellectuals, and said, I'll work through them. No, he went through those who are nothing, and he said, I'll use them. You see, if you still regard yourself as somebody, as someone, God cannot work through
you.
If you are proud and you're arrogant and you say, you know, I've got this ability and that ability, God will not be able to work through you.
19 verse 23, uthi, ofuna ukungilandela makazidele athathe isiphambano angilandele imihla ngesimihla.
In Luke 19 verse 23, the Lord says, he wants to follow me must take up his cross daily and follow me.
Manje ma ungasithola kanjani isiphambano uma wena usazoyiqhenya ngoba uzothi bangibona ukuthi ngiyakholwa mina usukufihla ukukholwa kwakho. Kodwa uma ngabe wena usuyidelile uzosithwala ungabi nahlaso. Ngoba ngisho ukuphatha iBhayibheli omunye ethi angifuni ukuphatha iBhayibheli bazongibona ukuthi ngiyakholwa.
How will you be able to carry the cross if you still think something of yourself? If you're still proud and arrogant, you won't be able to. You want to hide the cross. You won't want people to see that you're carrying the cross. You won't want people to see that you're a believer, that you're carrying your Bible.
Ungasithwala kanjani isiphambano kodwa usatshontsha, ubu sibeke phansi isiphambano, ubu sufitha futhi usugibela emthini, usutshontsha, usungena esitolo, usugqekeza, usutshontsha, isiphambano sike silaphi lapho.
Tell me, how can you continue stealing whilst you're carrying your cross? Are you going to put down that cross, climb up in the tree, and steal those things, break into that shop, do whatever you do? Where is the cross when you're busy with it? The cross is high up there. There's a beam that is vertical and there's a horizontal beam. And as a believer, there needs to be fellowship between you and God and between you and your fellow man. And so it's not that when you say I'm a believer, I can't have anything to do with anybody else. I won't greet them. I'll just be on my own. No, that's not the proper cross. The cross brings reconciliation between you and God and you and your fellow man.
awazi ukuthwala uqondile kufanele ugobe ukubeleli phakathi nendawo likwazi ukuthi lingene lithi khaxa kuwena.
And you cannot carry your cross walking upright. You bend over, you bow while you carry your cross.
Let's start with Kenya. Obona lapho uthi siphambano sesiwisile.
So if you are arrogant and proud, realize you've dropped the cross.
Manje ke usuku nosuku uma sesingabantwana bakaNkulunkulu sithwala isiphambano. Ilona lowo unesakhe isiphambano.
If we are believers, children of God, then we will carry our cross on a daily basis.
Let us pambano sinengele wena ukwazi ukuthwala isiphambano sika Jesu, awazi ukuthwala isiphambano sika baba wakho noma sika mama wakho. Now unesakhe isiphambano osithwele.
And each one has their own cross that they've got to carry. You cannot carry the cross of your father or mother or anybody else. You've got to carry your own cross.
Kumele usidele uma ngabe usukhetha uJesu, usidele uthi uJesu ofuna ukungilandela.
So if you want to follow Jesus, you've got to deny yourself. You've got to pick up your cross and follow Christ daily as he commanded. And if you have a job or a task somewhere where you are working with other people, you've got to serve them. You've got to humble yourself so that those people will see there's something that's happened in this person's life. They know the Lord Jesus. Just look at what Jesus did. As the Lord and Master, he washed his own disciples' feet.
Wena mhlamba nabantu bakho abasebenza ngaphansi kwakho ungabageza inyawo ungathi ah ngikwazi ukugeza umuntu esebenza kimi ungayikhaya kodwa inkosi uJesu yageza abafundi bayo.
Maybe you've got people working under you. You say, how can I ever degrade myself to that extent that I wash their feet? But that's what Jesus did. He washed the feet of his disciples.
Isiphambano wesisho lokho kodwa kwababhubhayo izwi likaNkulunkulu liwubula abalithandi izwi likaNkulunkulu njengamanje njengoba behlambe belalele labalalele khona noma bela abafise ngathi ngabe inkonzo siphemuyile ukuthi iphumile ngoba izwi likaNkulunkulu abathandi kukubhubha lokho.
That is what the cross means and what it is and does to those who are being saved. But those who are perishing, to them the word of the cross is foolishness, and they hate it. They don't even want to hear it. And if there are any in the service that are like that, they even wish, oh, may the service have already come to an end.
Luke 10 verse 21, nakhona ukhuluma lokho uJesu uthi uyabonga ukuthi kwabahlakaniphile ukufihlile kubona wakwembulela izingane.
And in Luke 10 verse 21, the Lord thanks God that he has hidden the mystery of salvation to the wise and he's revealed it to the young ones, to the children.
Abona maso usukholwa ubizwa ukuthi ngolimi lasezulwini umntwana kaNkulunkulu uyingane. Yikhethe uJesu mafuna omkhulu fanele aphenduke abe ingane.
And so as a believer, you know that you are called a child of God. So that is what we become. We become like little children before God.
Ilokho kumele ukuthi kubuse thina kumaKristu ukuthi siphenduke sibe yingane ngokomoya kodwa sazi ukuthi uNkulunkulu kuthina abantu bebona ukuthi uNkulunkulu khona kwenzile.
And so that's what we have to become as believers, like little children, and that people can see that Christ is in us.
Manje kwenzeka isimanga la ulokhuzela uJesu kuLuka 9 verse 28 wenza into esimanga la wahamba wathatha amadoda athile la wahamba nabo oJohan noPetro noJakobe wathi abo khuleka entabeni.
Now an amazing thing happened which we read about in Luke 9 verse 28 where Jesus took some men with him, Peter, John and James. And he went up onto the mountain to pray.
Umefika lapha entabeni ebathathile uhamba nabo bambona uJesu sejike sebamhlophe ingubo zakhe washintsha waba yenyinto.
And when they went up onto the mountain with him, something amazing happened. All of a sudden, his face was altered and his clothing became a dazzling white.
Khona lapho base bebona uMose, khona lapho base bebona uElijah, kwelesizukuthi uElijah, kwelesigihlamu Elijah.
Elijah.
Yeah.
So then all of a sudden they saw Moses and Elijah talking with him.
Base ekhuluma kuthiwa uPhethe wayesekhuluma engakwazi lokho akusho, wasethi hayi ake senza amadokota alaba nalaba nalaba.
And so Peter didn't know what he was saying. And he said, oh, let's make some tents here for us to dwell in, for each one a tent.
Emva kwalokho, esesho lokho, waqhamuka ifu labasithabeza, babona labo bantu abasekho futhi.
And then there was a cloud that covered them. And when the cloud was removed, they no longer saw those others, only Jesus.
Kodwa ngabantu abasihlaselayo namhlanje, mawungakhona ukuthi bangafakazi ukuthi sivele kuthe silele sabona lento emaphusheni sabona uMose sabona uEli bangase sikhonza amadlozi.
But you know, you find it that those who attack us and go against us, if somebody will maybe have an experience like this amongst us, maybe in a dream, and they say they saw Moses, they saw Elijah, and that's what they experienced, those who attack us will say, oh, now you're serving ancestral spirits.
Kodwa labo bantu basendulo abakwazanga ukusho ukuthi hayi laba bantu sebekhonza amadlozi manje sebekhonza into engekho, babona into engekho, kodwa bakholelwa yilokho ukuthi ngempela bakubonile lokhu, babona amandla kaNkulunkulu.
But at that time, they didn't say that. They didn't accuse them of worshipping ancestral spirits. They believed that indeed they had that experience.
Kusho ukuthi uNkulunkulu wayesebenza ngendlela zakhe. Bukani uthi uJesu eyentabeni eyokhuleka.
So God works in his own way. There they went to the mountain to go and pray.
Nakubamba lokhu ukuthi eyinkosi uJesu inkonqobo lwakhe naye wayekhuleka.
Do you grasp that the Jesus himself, being the Lord, was also in prayer?
Kusho ukuthi kubalulekile ukuthi uma umntwana kaNkulunkulu ukwazi ukuthi ukhuleke.
So as a child of God, it is so important for you to know how to pray.
Ngisho nabafundi bafika kuyena bazothi awusicela usifundise Nkosi ukuthandaza.
Even the Lord's disciples came to him one day and they said, Master, would you teach us how to pray?
And then he
taught them, and he taught them, we know the Lord's Prayer, Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, and so on. And Jesus knew that they knew how to forgive.
Manje abantu namhlanje igama lika Jesu baliphatha ngese.
But today, you find that people use the name of the Lord Jesus in vain. Very easily, people will just say, oh Christ, oh Jesus. And they just say it like that. But in the Bible it says, you dare not use the name of God and of the Lord Jesus in vain.
Omunye wafika omhlophe wazosho wathi akazi ukuthi abantsundu bangasizwa kanjani kulokho.
And one particular white person came and said, I don't know how the blacks can be helped concerning this.
Kancane nje awe Jesu wami, awe uNkulunkulu wami, safa ilanga, awe Jesu safa imvula, kancane nje o Jesu we Jesu we uNkulunkulu wami.
Just anything. Oh, the sun is hot. Oh, Jesus, it's so hot. Oh my, there's so much rain, oh Lord. And it's, they just easily bring in the name of Jesus and the name of God.
And
also even over the radio, where they use the Lord's name in vain. The Bible does not allow that. If you haven't yet repented from that, go and confess that sin and go for prayer that you may be forgiven that sin of using the Lord's name in vain. Now I'm telling you that as a black man, yes, I used to be like that, but I repented from that. And when I did it, there were those who looked at me at what I was doing at that time. But now there's something concerning you whites which confuse me. Would your brother pass away and then you don't attend his funeral? That your uncle passes away, you don't come to his funeral? Now that really confuses me. What kind of a gospel is that? Well, if you are still like that, let me tell you, heaven is far removed from you.
Now,
remember, we blacks receive the gospel from you whites. Now don't come and confuse us by doing things in the wrong way as you are busy confusing me. It's a funeral, it's a wedding, but you say, I can't attend. What kind of a gospel is that? We learned about the gospel from you. Now don't come and confuse us.
We ask what Tina umtagat gishembulele lomto osebhokisini uya emgcwabeni.
Did you know that umtagati?
No, witch doctor.
A witch doctor. If a witch doctor even killed somebody, they will still attend their funeral. And they'll take some chili powder and rub it into their eyes, that their eyes become red and they weep tears, so that they weep like you. He will attend that funeral just for the sake of not being put to shame that he is that person's neighbor and he didn't attend his funeral. Now there's so much that we learned from the whites concerning the gospel and salvation. But now when it comes to this trend that we see at funerals and at weddings, that really confuses one. Now, if you drop a cup or a glass and it gets broken to pieces, you used to get a slap through the face.
What has 10 months figure like what I'm sure? I suppose we double getting on top. How sorry, how Gandhi, we are Gandhi was shoot again Zang and my boom. Mind the tenag of Tolim Palmer, Tol Fuzuiso, Fuzunyog, Hiko was in Kumbula and in Komish, Nekandalanyok, Nekandalayso, Ubel Spookpo
and
Anam Kondoin.
And so then we saw from the whites, no, they do it different. The child drops the cup or the glass, oh shame. You know what, don't worry, it's not so bad, they comfort the child. And with us, we were so harsh, we said, oh, you don't know what you're doing, you've got your father's nature or your mother's nature, you're just like them, you just drop anything, you're so clumsy. But we learned from the whites, no, you mustn't be like that. And even if somebody bumped a car, you say, oh, Shame. That can happen to anybody. Don't feel so bad. You didn't do it on purpose.
Kodwa hayi lolulimi lokungakholwa ufuka ingane mayenze iphutha, awusho vele usitshela kahle ukuthi ubungaboni wimpumputha wena. Wisilima futhi. Ufana noma wakho wena. Yikho nje njena nje. Nekhanda likanyoko.
Not like the language of unbelievers where somebody drops a cup and says, "Oh my, you're so stupid. How can you do something like that? You're clumsy. You're just like your mother. You're blind. You can't see. And you speak like that." That's not the right way.
Kodwa safunda ke lapho ukuthi cha kumele ukuthi izinto sihambise kanje.
No, we learned. That's not the right way. There's another way in which you should do it.
Manje ke sizofunda lana ke lengibengi endikimbeni sengiyendikimbeni ke yendaba ke yalolu suku namhlanje njoba ngishilo ukuthi shoqaphuna lapha kwabase Roma isahluko esesithupha.
And now let's turn to our main passage for the day as I referred to it earlier on to Romans chapter 6.
Anelizisise kahle ke lelizwi njoba sithandazile nje sacela ukuthi sicela ukuthi uNkulunkulu abe nathi.
Now, we had prayed and we'd asked the Lord to be with us and to speak to us through His Word.
And
from what I've just said in my remarks, it also coincided with what the choir sang when they spoke. Saying about salvation. Without us being saved, we're going nowhere.
Ngoba ngishincwadi kaThithu sitshela kanjalo isahluko sesibili kuverse 11 lithi uma thina sesindisiwe uyasifundisa ukuthi sihambe kanjani ngokumesaba nangokuqonda.
So we read about that in Titus 2 verse 11 about that salvation, that grace has appeared to us that brings salvation. That teaches us to say no to ungodliness and walk in an upright manner.
So
we are being taught. That's the life of salvation. Every day you are being taught how to fear God, how to walk uprightly, how to do the right thing.
Ngoba ngeke ngathinta la sengiyakhumbula ukuthi ubamfundisi ubejabula kangakanani mayicula ikhwaya ngoba ngama 60s yayingekho ikhwaya wayevela shumayela nje athatha inkonzo ikhwaya ingekho kodwa ngenxa yemvuselelo kwadaleka amakhwaya.
As I mentioned, Reverend Stegan appreciated the choir because in the 1960s there was no choir. He would just get up and preach without the singing of a choir. But after revival, it brought about these choirs.
Manje ngeke ngisho ukuthi ubani washoyo and so nithi mhlawumbe ngiyaqhenya. Kodwa nje inganyana nje yavele ethi kubeke ukuthi sibe ne choir mfundisi.
Now I won't say who it was that said it because then maybe you'll say I'm becoming proud. But there was a child that went to River Stegan and said, "Reverend Stegan, it's light on my heart that we must have a choir."
Oh, lento mazanani asho kanjalo. What hay, ngaba kuhle.
It was a girl, a young girl, and then Reverend Stegan responded and said, "That would be wonderful."
Ingakho ke nibona nonje kukhona ama choir kanjalo kanjalo. Wawuthi nje makuthwa kuye eklalithi wazi ukuthi nje abamhlophe bashaya upiano labo bese cula ngopiano phansi iphelele inkonzo. Kodwa ngalo wakwabekeka kuyena intombazanyana.
And because of that vision or that idea that girl had, those choirs were started. And because before that, all that would happen would be congregational singing, where somebody would play the piano, the congregation would sing, but after that, we had these choirs.
I guess it's a question of Kala, Lichi Ngako, Siagutinina. Sihlale soneni kuze kuvame umusa na khana kanye thina esafa maqondana nesono singabuye sihambe kanjani kuso na.
Romans chapter 6 verse 1. What shall we say then? Are we to continue in sin that grace may abound. By no means. How can we who died to sin still live in it?
Lithi ke thina esafa maqondana nesono singahlala kanjani kwisono umusa ungakhona kanjani thina thina esafa maqondana nesono.
It says, how can we who died to sin still live in it? That's not grace that we continue living in sin.
Thina esafa maqondana nesono singabuye sihambe kanjani kuso na.
How can we who died to sin still live in it?
Manje mangabe usuphendukile emKristu mzalwane ungabuye isono sibuse kanjani empilweni yakho na ubuyibizwa ukuthi umntwana kaNkuluNkulu.
Now dear brother sister, how is it possible that after you've repented from your sin, you call yourself a believer now, a Christian, that you still continue in your sin?
Yabuya impendulo kuwe manje ukuthi kusho ukuthi wena wayivuma izono zakho kodwa ufanga maqondana nesono.
And maybe that response comes to you now. The answer, yes, you did confess your sin, but you did not die to it.
Manje kungani bantu abasha abadala ukuthi isono sibuse empilweni zethu na?
Young people and older people, how can sin continue to rule in our lives?
Uma ngabe wazivuma izono zakho, kufanele zife zingabe zisavuka.
If you have confessed your sin, that sin should die in your life. It shouldn't raise its head again.
Manje kwenzekani wena uthi umntwana kaNkuluNkulu kodwa isono sibe sabusa.
So how can you be a child of God and yet sin is alive and well and ruling?
Manje usufile yini maqondana nesono noma ukakafi?
Have you died to sin or not?
Sidinga lokho ukuthi masi sivume izono zethu sife maqondana nesono.
We've got to look at that. When we confess our sin, we ought to die to that sin.
Ukuquke ube isidalwa esisha.
When you are changed into a new creation.
Yalisho njalo ke lapha no kwabase Corinthians 5:17 lithi uma umuntu ekuKristu uyisidalwa esisha.
And that's what it says in 2 Corinthians 5:17 that if you've become new, you're a new creation before God.
Usukusile inwe nempilweni yakho selokhu wayikhetha iNkosi ukuthi usisidalwa esisha.
Have you experienced that in your life since you've chosen the Lord that you are now a new creation?
Kubusana empilweni yakho uyasazela ukuthi iziphi izinto ezisabusa empilweni eyingakafi. Hamba ukuthi uvume isono sakho, uvume ngishe impande yesono.
And what is ruling in your life? You know for yourself what it is that's ruling in your life. And you've got to go and confess that sin. And you've got to get it out by its roots.
Siyabonga thina ukuthi imvuselele ukuze ifike kuthina sasivuma ngisho impande yesono.
We are thankful that when revival came, when we confessed our sin, we went right down to the roots and confessed the roots.
Kodwa uma ngabe ungakhiphanga ngisho impande yesono, uzohlala esonweni kuze kuvame umusa na, lithi iBhayibheli cha nakanye.
So if you don't get it out by the roots, will you still continue in your sin that grace may abound? The Bible says, by no means.
Umuntu ma namhlanje abantu mabevuma, mhlambe bavuma ngalendlela.
Today when people confess their sin, they maybe confess it like this.
Anqamula umuthi.
They chop off the tree.
Sebesivumileke.
Oh, I've confessed it.
Kanti bekufanele ukuthi akhiphe ngisho impande ukuthi lesihlahla singabuye sibusi simile kodwa masingamlile sizobe simile futhi.
But he doesn't go down to the roots. He doesn't dig out the roots and get all the roots out and that tree will grow again.
Manje ukunjani ukholwa mawuthi yakholwa kodwa ungasinqobi sona.
So what kind of faith is that you say you're a believer and you do not overcome sin?
Yonjani lo Jesu wena othi umukelile kodwa isono sabusa empilweni yakho?
Who is that Jesus whom you say you have received into your life and yet you do not overcome sin?
Okunjani mawuhlelela inkonzweni uthi hey engabe lo mfana uyangibuka enkinjani nawu siyambuka lo mfana uthi hayi angathi singafanelana onjani lo Jesu uthi usenkonzweni ube nale impilo enjalo.
Now what kind of a Jesus is it, you young girl, when you've got the idea, I don't know if that boy is looking at me now, you glance in his direction, maybe he looks in your direction, you say yeah I think we'll fit each other.
No,
what kind of Jesus is
it? Bang, bo go tingjani. So koga lengo benge. Aye, so sevens and ula no mina ngelaputu funukbo.
And maybe you say, well, you know, I sing in the choir, I dress like this so that people will notice me. No, that's not the right Jesus.
Manje kuthi ke verse 3 kumba nazi ukuthi sonke saphathisela kuKristu Jesu saphathisela ukukufa kwakhe na ngakho sambelwa naye ngokubaphathisa ukukufa ukuba njengalokhu uKristu wavuswa kwabafuleyo nenkazimulo kayise kanjalo nathi sihambe ekuphileni okusha.
Do you not know verse 3 that all of us who have been baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? We were buried therefore with him by baptism into death, in order that, just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, we too might walk in newness of life. So if we've received Jesus, then something new is wrought in our lives. And you see, everything has changed because you're walking in newness of life. You are now walking with the Lord Jesus Christ.
Isn't
the Bible a liar then? When the Bible says everything will become new, you'll become a new creation. If you say you're a believer and yet you're not
new.
And you say, well, I put the cross to the side. I first sort this guy out. I give him a fist or two and then I pick up my cross again. Are you following Christ? And you say, you know what? I'll give him straight talk. I'll wash and scrub his head for him. You're not talking straight. You're hurting that person. Tell me, will you have peace after that?
Uma uNkulunkulu esebenza empilweni yakho ngeke ubulale ubuthongo sasingalali ubuthongo uma uNkulunkulu esekhuluma enhlizweni zethu sithi ayi angisengihlona kulala kumele ngihambe ngilungise le ndaba kodwa namhlanje abantu bawugqiba unembeza wabo.
And if God convicts you, you will not even be able to sleep. In those days we couldn't sleep. We had to get right with God immediately. We had to go and apologize. But today people just quench their consciences.
Uso ukuthi hayi lo muntu angimpathanga kahle, hawo lo muntu awawa khona lapho uNkulunkulu mayikhuluma nawe, uhambe khona lapho ilungise indaba ngoba uyazi ukuthi ngalokho usiwenze kabi.
And you realize, oh, I didn't treat that person in the right way. And God convicts you. You go immediately, you go and put it right because you know you've sinned against God.
Athu Davide ungangemuki umoya wakho ongcwele.
David prayed and said, oh God, remove not from me your Holy Spirit. Maybe through your speech and through your deeds, God has long ago left you. You say you've received the Holy Spirit, but he's left you long ago.
We fundele Mosekhama Hubo 51. Verse 10-11.
And if you've got the opportunity back at home, go and read Psalm 51 verses 10 and 11 where David cries to the Lord and says, oh God, create within me a pure heart and do not take from me your Holy Spirit.
Uma singabazakwane singamaKristu khona into esizwayo ubunye khona indlela esizwayo yokuthandana ngomoya kaNkulunkulu ophakathi kwethu obusayo njengoba namanje kwenzeka uma kuwena ungenakho lokho hamba uyikhalele uNkulunkulu ukuthi ukuthole.
As believers, as children of God, we experience that unity with one another. We experience that love to one another. We experience that fellowship. Now if you do not have that, if you don't experience that, you've got to go home, you've got to go and cry out to God and say, oh God, grant me that. Now somebody may ask, when you confess your sin, you confess even the roots of those sins, what does that mean?
uNkulunkulu ngaba besishumayeza abaholi babe phambi kwethu babe sitshela kahle ukuthi akwenele ukuthi uthi inamanga nenkani namaqhubu.
Those who led us and helped us spiritually made it very clear. It's not sufficient when you confess and say, well, I've got grudges, I'm stubborn, and so on. If you do that, you're just doing it on the top. You're just scratching the surface. You haven't gone down to the roots. No, say, why did you get angry? What happened? How did you get angry? Why did you get so upset? Why have you got grudges? And against whom have you got those grudges? Get the roots out.
You say, when
I look at boys or I look at girls, then I've got lustful feelings. That's not sufficient. Give the detail. Then that person can pray with you and the Lord can set you free. And that's why there are many who've got no victory over sin because they just scratch the surface. They don't go deep.
But if
you Now, for example, if you've got toothache, you tell the dentist exactly which tooth it is that's sore, and then he'll pull that tooth. And if it's still sore after that, you go back and you say it's still sore, and that means there's an infection. That infection has got to be dealt with, and spiritually it's the same.
Verse 5 and 6.
For if we have been united with him in a death like his, we shall certainly be united with him in a resurrection like his. We know that our old self was crucified with him in order that the body of sin might be brought to nothing, so that we would no longer be enslaved to sin.
Yes,
you hear? Our old self needs to die.
Umuntu wethu omdala, izinto zethu endala, kufanele zife iphele, kudaleke ezintsha empilweni zethu.
Our old self, our old habits, our old life needs to die so that something new may be brought about.
Kungafiki ukuthi hayi mina ngumzulu angikwazi ukuphethwa kanje. Ngijanimani mina, ngingisi mina, angifanele ngiphathwe kanje. Cha, mase ngena uJesu, ziyashintsha izinto.
Don't say, well, I'm a Zulu. Nobody treats me like this. I'm a German. I'm Afrikaner. I'm this or I'm that. No, all of that comes to an end.
Kaningi abantu abanjalo sesiyabazi abahlala isikhathi eside laphakathi kwethu.
We know people like that with that attitude don't stay with us for very long.
Ngoba uma bekhuluma njalo bakhuluma ngokuyiqhenya. Bathi mina, mina, mina.
Because when they speak, they always refer to themselves. I.
Bafuna njalo ukuyiveza ukuthi banjani.
They always want to show who they are.
Manje ke uma ungakafi lo muntu omdala, ha usadinga ukuthi ake bethele guquka impilo yakhe ibentsha.
If that old self hasn't died yet, it needs to be crucified that new life may be brought about.
Uyabona ukubethelwa, inkosi ibethelwa, yabethelwa esiphambanweni, yafa.
You see, the cross meant that Jesus died there on the cross. He was crucified.
Nathi sono sethu kumele sibethelwe sife empilweni yethu.
And our sin needs to be crucified and die and come to an end.
Asikwazi ukuthi sifile iphinde ivuke.
We can't say it's died and then it just easily gets resurrected again.
Umushaya inyoka uyishaya ekhanda awishaya emsileni.
If you strike a snake, don't strike it on a tail, you strike its head.
Mhlawumbe wena ngokomoya, uma uvuma izono zakho, uyishaya inyoka emsileni kanti awishaya ekhanda.
And maybe when you confess your sin, you're just busy hitting that snake on its tail instead of striking its head.
Ka bobo. Iyaphila namanje sanyakaza lenyoka. Lesi sona siyaphila empilweni yakho.
No, that sin is still alive. It's still wriggling. It's still moving about in your life.
Now we are saying you say you call this katisngaga. Manje is on ngabe feeling ngempela empilweni yakho.
Now you know you've been a believer for so long, but tell me, has sin truly died in you?
Hayi, kusafuna ukuthi sibethele zife.
No, that sin still needs to be crucified and die.
Kusho lokho ukuthi mase sikholwa ziyafa kuyafa mina, kufi kuzazi, kufi kuyiqhenya, kuphele nya bese kubusa uJesu.
That's what the faith means. The old self dies, the ego dies, that Christ may live.
Hayi, kuthiwa hashi amazi umthetho wakho ukhuluma kanje.
Not that we say, oh, we know that person. That's just how he is. He always speaks like that.
Umthetho wakho uyaphoqa.
Oh, that's that person. You know, that's his habit. He always brings disgrace.
Safika la mfundisi wasifundisa into eyodwa thina sisihlanu sisithupha wathi kufanele ukuthi sibe njengama orange. Umuntu uma efika noma ngaliphi igama sivele sibe yi-orange. Siphile leyo mpilo.
Reverend Stegan taught us when we were just a few here on the mission right at the beginning. When we came, there were five of us, six with him. And then he said, you know, you've got to be like an orange tree. When people come to you and they insult you and mistreat you, be like that.
Hawu abaningi sebefike kahle izinto sezikahle. Kodwa ngaleso sikhathi, hawu wafika umuntu ethe wakhuluphala kanje usufana unjengengulube.
You know, now people come, things are very nice, but in those days, people would come to you and just say to you, hey, you're like a pig, you know that? They say, you know, you're overweight, you're like a pig. After that, they say, oh, you're so thin. You maybe are living with sin in your life. And sometimes they say to you, you know what? You're the color of a black pot. Now that could make you to become irritated. But we never told Reverend Stegan all of that. We never went and complained to him because he said, be like an orange tree.
No more harm, Jesus actually scala lang a move. Oh, what happened to
sometimes you would walk and you'd feel, oh, here's something on my behind, somebody's boot. And you look around and say, oh, so-and-so kicked me.
Kodwa khona lapha ngaya khona kumfundisi ngibanjwe intombi emhlophe yangibamba ngewashing yangithi ntombazana yangidonsa yaze yakhathala.
One day I went to Reverend Stegan concerning this white lady who took hold of me. Was it on your tie, Baba?
Ngewashing.
Or on my washing, my clothing. And she was pulling me around. She was almost strangling me. Until she got tired.
What is happening at Lord?
Actually didn't do anything wrong. She was busy with her washing. And I said, can I just please get some water? I've got a bucket here. I need to go and wash a car. And so because of that I spoke to her, she got so upset with me and pulled me around in all directions. So I went to Reverend Stegan concerning that. And I said, Reverend Stegan, I want to tell you, I'm now a true believer.
What you want?
He said, why do you say that? I said, Reverend Stegan, you know what? This girl did this to me, and I didn't beat her up. Because before that, I knew if a girl even just greeted me, and I didn't want to be greeted by a girl, I would just beat her up.
But
Reverend Stegan said, oh, you didn't do anything. I said, no, I didn't. He said, oh, yeah. And that's what was the end of the story. Well, that lady afterwards packed her bags, not soon after that, but after some time, and she left. And so I realized the reason that I didn't get irritated and upset and angry was because of Jesus in me. He had done something in me, but she hadn't experienced that.
Uma usacasuka usathukuthela nje umuntu ekthuma wena ngane noma ukuthi wena mfana ethi uma noma ubaba ethenza ukuthi busucasuka uyibona ukuzinto uthi ayikalungi la kwena.
Now if you get upset and irritated, maybe just because an older person is sending you to do something and you don't want to do that and you get irritated, realize things aren't right in your life.
When 1965 omunye ubamfundisi wayesemnambithi omunye umfundisi wasenzela inkonzo.
In 1965, Reverend Stegan was at Ladysmith, and there was somebody else who took a service for us. And then he preached about a bottle with water in it and some soil in it. And he showed us the bottle, he had it there, and the water was clear. And he said, you would drink this water, wouldn't you? And so we all said yes. And then he shook that bottle. And then it became all cloudy. He said, will you drink it now? And we said, no, it's dirty. We won't drink it. And
then he said,
and he would use that. He would say, that's what it's like. If there's still dirt in a person's life, something will happen which will shake you up. And that dirt will come out. Like when somebody sends you and you get irritated. And that shows you, you haven't yet been saved properly. And so you get irritated or upset or angry when somebody tells or says things about you that are not true, or maybe somebody sends you, you get irritated, realize something isn't right yet.
And verse 7
it says, For one who has died has been set free from sin. If we have died to sin, we have been set free.
I
even gave one of my children that name of being delivered and set free. Because there at Mapumulo, God set us free from sin and darkness. And he's still continuing with that work.
So
if you haven't died to sin, you haven't been set free from your sin, you're still in chains, you're still in bondage, God still has got to deliver you.
And that's
why sin still rules in your life. You haven't died to it. You've got to die to it that you may be set free.
And
I'm happy for those who here in revival have been delivered and set free from their sin. That brings us joy.
And
we can see it in their lives. They are free. They've been delivered.
sikhalele uNkulunkulu njengendodana njengalo isipumpu thathe indodana kaDavide ngihawukele wayihawukela nawe sikhalele ukuthi hawu kumina kusabusa isono yebo ngithi ngikholwa sengisindisikane sika kodwa kusabusa isono empilweni yami.
And you have not yet been delivered and been set free. Cry out to the Lord Jesus like that blind man did, and he said, Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me. And you cry out to him that he may set you free from your sin.
Manje ku verse 8 kepha uma safa kanye noKristu siyakholwa ukuthi siyakuphila futhi kanye naye sazi ukuthi uKristu uvusiwe kwabafile akasayukufa abuse phezulu kwakhe ngokuba ukufa afa ngakho kungukufa kanye naye nje.
Verse 8 and 9. Now if we have died with Christ, we believe that we will also live with him. We know that Christ, being raised from the dead, will never die again. Death no longer has dominion over him.
Kanjalo uma besingazisho ukuthi singabafileyo maqondana nesono kodwa siphile kuNkulunkulu uKristu. Verse 11.
So you also must consider yourselves dead to sin and alive to God in Christ Jesus.
Wosho ukuthi manje siphile maqondana nesono kuzobusa iNkosi uJesu empilweni zethu.
So if we have died to sin, Jesus will reign in our lives.
Singofakazi thina singabantwana bakaNkulunkulu abalelela kubangaphandle nabala bala bayakwazi ukuthi ngempela kunjalo bathi amen kulokho bayavuma ukuthi ngempela sesiyazi ukuthi thina uJesu uya sesafa maqondana nesono kubusa yena uJesu.
And we are witnesses to that. And there are those who are here and those who are listening in. They can also testify to that. Yes, we have been delivered. We've died to our sin. And now we live with Christ.
Amonte azi ukuthi indoda yami mayisethekwini noma ilaphi isegoli ngiyazi ukuthi ngeke kwenzeke kubi noma ingane yami la ikhona ngiyayazi ukuthi siya isifile maqondana nesono kubathemba inabazali na noma bathembi.
And where a wife can say, well, even if my husband is in Johannesburg or in Durban, far from home, I know that he won't get up to anything he shouldn't be doing, and parents can trust their children. Tell me, can your parents trust you?
Verse 12.
And then verse 12.
Ngakho, mawungabusi sone emzimbeni yenu ofayo, nize nilalele izinkanuko zawo, futhi ninganikeli izitho zenu esonweni zibe izikhali ezingalungi, ngoba zinikeleni nina kuNkulunkulu njengabaphileyo bevukile kwabafileyo nezitho zenu.
Verse 12, let not sin therefore reign in your mortal body, to make you obey its passions. Do not present your members to sin as instruments for unrighteousness, but present yourselves to God.
Namhlanje abantu bangayibiza noma bekholwa bengakholwa kusabusa emzimbeni yabo izono, sabusa isono emzimbeni yabo.
Well, whether people call themselves believers or not, but the truth is, often, sin still rules in their lives.
Abantu namhlanje baphila impilo yeSodoma neGomora kodwa bebeyibiza ukuthi babantwana bakaNkulunkulu.
People live the life of Sodom and Gomorrah, calling themselves children of God.
Abantu bayasha inkanuko zisabuse impilweni zabo kodwa bebeyibiza ukuthi babantwana bakaNkulunkulu.
People burn with lust, and yet they call themselves children of God.
Ingakho lencwadi esifundayo namhlanje ukuthi mangabikho umuntu mayise esethu usindisiwe usefile maqondana nesono kodwa kusabusa izono emzimbeni yabo.
And that's why we read this word. May no one who says that they have died to sin, no one who says they're a believer, still continue in that sin.
Manje wena ke empilweni yakho siyabusa isono noma sibusi na, uyazazela usuphendulile entshizweni kunjalo babdube kimina sisabusa isono emzimbeni yami.
Now answer this question. Does sin still rule in your life or not?
Ulelani ke makunjalo yini ukuthi ucule yeka umuntu omusha ucula uma kusabusa isono empilweni yakho mana.
And you young person, why do you continue singing? You stop with it and overcome that sin in your life. before you carry on singing.
Umusabusa lesi thombe ingqono usabusa ithombe usabuka la kuma cellphone emva kwalokho usophila impilo esodoma legomola sohamba endlini encane uyingcolisa nasendlini uyingcolise yeke ucula musu uhlambalaza igama la nkulunkulu uyibiza ukuthi umzalwane.
And don't go and look at pictures on your phone. And after that you go to the bathroom or the toilet and you go and you defile yourself. You live the life of Sodom and Gomorrah. Stop blaspheming the name of God. Stop with your sinning. And stop singing and get that right first.
Abanye abazi ukuthi musulala unantsizwe. Abanye abazi ukuthi empeleni uma bebuka lezi thombe bayayikhulekela laba bantu abakhonza kwa Satan.
And there are many who don't realize that actually the Satanists, they pray over these pictures that those who look at them will go into bondage.
Abazi ukuthi bayikhulekela bese emva kwalokho mabeyibukile ke lezi thombe sekubusa uSathaneke empilweni zabo.
And once you've looked at those pictures, then Satan rules your life.
Ingakho ke manje amademoni esephila empilweni yomuntu.
And that's why the demons are alive in you.
Ubasele umlilo wesihogo namhlanje ngama cellphone.
Through cell phones, that fire from hell has been kindled amongst men.
Umuntu ungathi usendlini encane, ungathi use bathroom kanti ubuka lesi sithombe lesi.
You may think a person is there in the bathroom and they're busy there, in the meantime they're busy watching these pictures.
Abantu sebesiqalela isihogo bese la emhlabeni.
Some people have already started living the life of hell.
They
started living that hellish life right here on earth.
That's
why the Bible says the word of the cross is foolishness to them.
And with
some even becoming drowsy in the service, I can see the word of the cross hasn't yet done its work with
them. But if you've died
to sin, you love the word of God. You love salvation. It'll be something precious to you.
It's
wonderful, that word that says, to us who are being saved, it is the power of God. Children, brothers, sisters, fathers, mothers, through the word of the cross, we get the power to be saved and to overcome our sin. Has the gospel done that in your life
already?
And if it hasn't yet, cry out to God to help you.
Now,
I once said this once before. I've already said
it.
If you take a stone and you put it in a pool, and then you take that stone out and you crack it in half, if you look inside that stone, it's bone dry inside.
Lo muntu usemvuselelweni uhlala emvuselelweni uhlala kwasiza abantu kanti ubolile.
And you may say that person is here at the place of revival. The person has been here for so long. In the meantime, that person's life is rotten.
Wathi umfundisi sibeke ningizwe kahle abanye bayakhumbula wathi lapho kusebenza uNkulunkulu khona noSathane uyasebenza futhi.
Now remember what Reverend Stegan often said. He said, there where God is at work, the devil is also working.
And
don't be so protective of your little children, of your little child. And say, oh my darling, he's so sweet and innocent, he'll never do anything wrong. No, that child maybe comes into the service, falls asleep, doesn't even hear what's being said, goes in the one ear, out the other ear, but once they've met with Christ, it will be different.
Letige futhi kuverse 13 lethi futhi ninganikeli izitho zenu esonweni zibe izikhali zokungalungi kodwa zinikeleni nina kuNkulunkulu njengokwabaphilayo bevukile kwabafileyo nezitho zenu uNkulunkulu zibe izikhali zokulunga.
Verse 13, do not present your members to sin as instruments for righteousness, but present yourselves to God as those who have been brought from life, from death to life, and your members to God as instruments for righteousness. Now it says here, your members. Do I need to enumerate or mention those members?
Amehlo.
Your eyes.
Ilese sithe sikhuluke amehlo.
That's one of your main members.
Indlela obuka ngayo abesilisa abesifazane isekutheni ubabuka njengodadewenu noma ubabuka njengabafowenu mhlawumbe ubabuka ngendlela yesihogo yendlela yokungaphili.
And how do you look at people, other people? Do you look maybe at girls as your sisters, boys as your brothers, or is it maybe with eyes that are full of lust, with that are unrighteous?
Umunga kasizakali hlala phansi nenceku kaNkulunkulu nomntwana kaNkulunkulu uthi hayi amehlo ami awakalungi uma ngisabuka umuntu kwenzeka ukuthi nokuthi nokuthi umuntu.
Go to a child of God. Go and bring that to light and say, you know, my eyes haven't been saved. They haven't been washed. They haven't been cleansed. When I look at somebody, this and that, and the next thing happens.
Uma fukumpana eneminyaka 12, athi, oh, se ngithema ngibuka intombazana ngayithanda.
A boy there of 12 came and said, you know, I looked at a girl and I liked her.
Oh. Uneminyaka mka.
How old are you?
Are you 12?
12 years.
Oh. Uyofuna ukushada?
Do you want to get married now?
Athi cha.
Said no.
So ufuna ukuba ubaba?
Do you want to be a father?
Umbuzo nathi sasizwa ngawo, sibuzwa kanjalo sebasha, befuna ukuthi siqonde ukuthi isono siyini.
That's the kind of questions we were asked when we were young, because those who helped us wanted us to understand what sin is.
Awuthola ukuthi ke ubanjwe ngqi ukuthi kufanele lento ayifanele ibuse empilweni yakho.
And you had to, they had to get hold of you. That you couldn't get out, that you realize, I've got to overcome this thing. You want us now to announce, so-and-so wants to get married. How many head of cattle do you have? Do you have cattle? Nothing. And then that person gets helped concerning that utter foolishness.
Is on a chastel and shingan is in the Niaga Eshum Nambil, Zingan, Satanatuban Funsunga, Shingan, Yakolingan is it what I call.
And sin attacks even young children at the age of 12 years. And Reverend Stephen said, don't say your child is a believer, is a Christian. They grow up as unbelievers, they've got to repent. So this is how my message is today. I don't know if Mr. Khumalo wants to close. Thank you very much to Baba Dube.
Ukhulume ngama point amaningi amahle ayisibusiso.
And he spoke about many blessed points.
Uma safa maqondana nesono singabuye siphile futhi kuso isono.
If we have died to sin, can we then continue to live in it?
Angilinganisa ngento engiyizwe ngendaba engaze ngibone isipokwe.
Let me illustrate with something which I've never seen.
Isipokwe.
A spook.
A spook. A ghost.
Kuthwa umuntu owashona wabuye wavuka.
It says a person who died and then got up again or lived again.
Mayise bonakala phila futhi kusho ukuthi umuntu uvukile.
If it's a person that they say, oh, that's a person, he's alive again.
Wazwalinganisa omunye ukuthi laba bayebe mathuneni becele laba bashona ukuthi ababuye bezekhaya bezogada umkhuhlane nana banga bayakwenza kodwa uma engahle ngempela lo muntu owashona aqhamuke bonakala seqhamuka kungantaza maloko azama bhuluka abantu bebaleka ha uvukile ubuyile.
You know, somebody explained it like this, that those who worship ancestral spirits, they sometimes go to the graves, they go and plead with the dead, they must come back, they must come and visit them, they must come and bless them. But if somebody of them would really come back to life and appear to them, I'll tell you they'll scatter in all directions running for their life.
Umuntu efile maqondana nesono. Abonakala sephila futhi kusisona.
Now, likewise, if you've died to sin, and then all of a sudden you're alive to that sin again.
Ufile maqondana nesono, uvukile futhi. Ushuthi spokwe.
So, what a strange ghost that will be. A person who died to sin and then lives in sin again.
Bazalwane uNkulunkulu akabe nomusa kithi uma ngifile maqondana nesono angibambelele ngihlale kuye uJesu ngoba umoya omubi awungekusondele lapho khona khona uJesu.
So brethren, if we've died to sin, let us hold on to Christ because that's the only place where we are safe.
Ngomusa kaNkulunkulu ngingavuma ukuthi ngibuye ngiphile futhi maqondana nesono ebengithe izolo ngifile maqondana naso.
By God's grace, let me never go back to that sin again. That sin that I've said I've died to. God forbid that I should go back to it.
Wasixoxela omunye enye indaba yesipho ukuthi impilo baba indaba yomuntu othembekayo noma ngabe umyeni wakhe usegoli noma usethekwini abambelele noma ngabe ke yona indoda uqobo umkayo mhlambi ihambile yoshumayela noma ikuphi ithembeke lapha ikhona ibe kokukaNkulunkulu.
Baba Dube mentioned about faithfulness in marriage where if the husband is not at home far away, likewise maybe the wife, that the other one can trust the other marriage partner and say, well, they're faithful where they are.
Enye indoda ayethembeka kunkosikazi wayo ekhona ihleli naye.
Now, one man was not faithful to his wife, and he wasn't even away somewhere else. He was with her.
Uma le ndoda lishonile angayibonakali, ikwenza lokhu ikhashana impela eyiningana, ayibuyi izibuya ngakusasa ekuseni.
Now, it happened quite a few times that the sun went down. The husband didn't return home, only returned the following morning.
Umama hawo baba, ubu kuphi kwenze njani baba? Amanye amadoda ake inkosikazi ayithulisa ngenduku. Khona ngezwe iqhubeka nembuzo emningi.
And she would ask him, my husband, where have you been? Where were you? What happened? And you get some men, they just silence their wife with their nopkiri.
Le nkosikazi wasebenzisa ingqondo. Ngelanga wahamba waya kubo wavakashela umama wakhe akamtshela umyeni wakhe.
And so one day she was very wise. She went to go and visit her family and didn't tell her husband.
Shona ilanga kuhlwe kubese ebusuku akabuyi inkosikazi. Indoda ikhona ke ngalelo langa.
That day the husband was at home and she didn't return.
Athuka ukuthi yalele indoda igqishe ithi nanga inkosikazi uyoqhamuka ekuseni kusempondo zankomo uyaqhamuka inkosikazi uyabuya uze ekhaya.
Early the next morning, whilst the sun was still just coming up over the horizon between the horns of the cattle, there she was returning home.
Kanti yona indoda ibithi mayibuya ekuseni kade ingalele ekhaya ibiqamba amanga. Hey mama, inkosikazi, akusipokwe. Isipokwe baba sangenyusa sangehlisa sangehlisa sangenyusa isipokwe. Hey mama, isipokwe.
And then she said, you know my husband, you know what, there was a ghost.
My wife. I'm speaking about the man.
He said
yes, because he didn't come back home, so it was the spook that pulled him around up and down. till the next morning. Isibokwe ba nkosikazi sangehlisa sangenyusa sangehlisa sangenyusa isibokwe mama isibokwe.
And he said, oh, the ghost just chased me up and down.
Mase kunkosikazi akasabuyi isiyavutha indoda iyamvuthela itha imdlimqedo nkosikazi.
Oh, that was the earlier times when she had asked him, where have you been? And that was his excuse about the ghost. And now when she didn't come back home, he was terribly angry.
Athu mama baba ngiyaxolisa ungabuyi ngilale ekhaya. Bengisawubona umama ekhaya. Kodwa isipoko sakho baba, isipoko sakho sangehlisa, sangenyusa baba. Sangehlisa, sangenyusa isipoko baba.
And then she said, you know, I'm so sorry I didn't come back home last night, but I was visiting my family, my mother, and your ghost was just chasing me up and down.
Ivuthe ulaka indoda ithi nesama sikho man.
Esama sikho.
Yebo nesa indoda sikho
kusipoko. And he said, "My, how can that be? Because my ghost isn't here anymore."
Unkosikazi wayidlisa lokho ehlala ikupheka. Iqamba manga isuke ihamba indlela za indoda kodwa ithi isipoko. Unkosikazi wayibamba laphuma iqiniso ukuthi nayi indoda le.
Said for him an eie mint terugbetaal. If you understand that Afrikaans, she paid him back with gave him his own medicine, and the truth came to light. He was just lying all the time. Obviously, there was nothing like that.
Uma sifile esonweni, singaphinde sivuke futhi, siphile kuso futhi.
If we have died to sin, can we continue living again, becoming alive again to that sin?
Uthu Petro, uma umuntu ehlukene nesono, ufana nomuntu ogonyulukile, osigonyulukile isono. Mangabe sebuyela kuso umfanisa nenja, ekade igonyulukile, yakhiphe bekudlile, siyabuyela futhi, siyokujabulela futhi, iyokudla futhi.
And Peter said that a person that returns to his sin is like a dog which returns to its vomit.
Okunguthi uma umuntu ehlukene nesono akehlukane ngempela nesono hayi ukuthi athe ehlukene nesono sihleli naye khona la hawu yena lo wayehlukene nokuthi sebuyele futhi kukho.
If you've parted from your sin, then let it be the end of that sin, not that people find you back doing that sin again.
Abuya mfanise nengulube ethathiwe yagezwa yayinhle ingulube. Kodwa uma kwayidedela phakathi ubudodakeni qala ngekhala phakathi. Athe ehlukene umuntu nogwayi ehlukene nama drugs notshwala. Maye wathola ithuba nje lokuthi athi shwi. Hawu, siyabhema futhi. Hawu, siyaphuza futhi. Usesemini ebafanele. Usayise amantombazane futhi useyahleba futhi uma esehlangene nabantu abahlebayo.
Or like a pig that has been washed and then goes back and wallows in the mud. That's what that person is like. Back with his drugs, back with his alcohol, back with immorality. How can that be?
Thina esahluke esafa kanye noKristu singabuye kanjani futhi sivuke siphile sonweni.
We who have died with Christ to sin, how can we continue living in that sin?
Kwangathi uNkulunkulu angasiza bazalwane aselekelele simphilele uNkulunkulu sibambelele enkosini simelane nesono kuze kube segazini.
Brethren, may the Lord grant us grace to hold on to Christ, to live for him, and to resist sin to the point of death. Shall we pray?
Siyabonga baba wethu osezulwini ngezwi lakho elisivuselelayo lisikhuthaza.
Thank you Lord for your word which revives and quickens us.
Siyacela ukuthi usihawukele usisize aqine impela namadola bese buthakathaka sime silimele ivangeli.
Lord, wouldn't you help us that The knees that have grown weak may become strong, that we may stand for your gospel.
Uma kukhona oyithole sebuyele emumva wahlehlele ezonweni ayisethuhlukene nazo azithobe angabi nokuyiqhenya asivume isono ahlukane naso.
And Lord, anyone in our midst who has backslidden and gone back to that sin that they had repented from, grant that person not to be proud, but to humble themselves before you and come back and return to you and repent again.
Uthezwini lakho uNkulunkulu, uma umuntu esifihli isiphambeko sakhe ngeke aphumelele, kodwa uma isivuma isishiya, uyawuthola umusa.
Lord, your word tells us plainly that if anybody hides and conceals their sin, they will not prosper, but the one who confesses and forsakes his sin will find mercy.
Sisize Nkosi ukuba sijonge lokho ukuba siphile impilo ehlanzekileyo. Sifune intando yakho, sifune ukuphilela wena usuku nosuku.
Help us, Lord, to strive for that, to strive for that holiness, to strive to live for you day by day.
Sicela lokhu konke ngegama leNkosi yethu Jesu.
We ask all of this in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.